Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the weekend. Yes, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
I know what you were.
Yeah.
I want to bang on your drum all day.
Yeah, bang it.
I know what you play.
Get it hard.
I just want to bang on your drum all day.
Yeah, baby, we're going to pump you up. It's Friday. The weekend is here. It doesn't matter if you work, you have the weekend off, or you're retired. It doesn't matter. It's a state of mind, baby. It's a Friday thing, and we're glad you're along for the ride, and everybody is happy. Everybody's pumped up, except for people that may be on I-75 right now. Not to bring you down, yeah, but to inform you, Greg Cassidy.
Yeah, I'm sure the driver of this rig is not happy. I mentioned this a few minutes ago. It's I-75 south here at mile 382. Had a rig caught on fire. Sky Listener actually reported it before the top of the hour as a fire rescuer just approaching, but that has the two right lanes blocked. Again, that's I-75 around 382. You'll see it's right there where you got Farm Bureau off to your left. You can't miss that big
okay.
building.
Okay, know exactly what you're talking
about now. That's what we're talking about. So that'll be slow for you.
I like me some landmarks.
Yeah, visual, yeah.
Yeah, the mile markers are good once you kind of get used to it, but it's still sort of a general. I think I know. Now that they have the exits that correlate with the mile markers, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes,
that was whoever did that.
Smart.
Give them a smiley face today.
Absolutely.
Right on.
So be careful.
Okay, look, I'm gonna do the OJ thing. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna bore you with it. I'm not gonna draw it out because everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Here's my take. And it is very, very simple and straightforward. Are you ready, Greg? Because it's two words.
Yep.
Do you know what the two words are?
What are they?
Domestic violence.
I knew you'd go there because we talk about this all the time and how it turns out.
There are 16,800 homicides due to intimate partner violence annually.
Almost 17,000 women.
Yeah.
Typically.
Typically. Yeah. 1.3 million women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner each year. We've talked about this. We've had guests on.
Yep.
Basically, look, somebody acts out, one time in a relationship. That's it. You know, you can get the forgiveness. You get the second chance.
One mulligan. Yeah.
After that, now, mm-hmm. that becomes a pattern. And those patterns, in more cases than not, end up going very, very badly for one of them. Mm-hmm. For one of them, because a lot of it does lead up to a woman can only take so much, and she kills the guy.
Yep.
So it ends in homicide. Either way, it's not good. And this peels away all the things about race. It peels away all the fact that everybody loved OJ and he was a superstar. He was an incredible football player.
Yeah.
And then parlayed that into really being the first mass marketed black athlete. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could do the commercials and they worked. In other words, people love this guy.
Absolutely.
So it peels all of that away, it breaks it all down. Yeah, you can relate. Oh, here's how society reacted. You know, black people cheered, white people were upset at the verdict and all that. I'm telling you, the takeaway from this whole thing are two words, domestic violence. And if you're a woman and you're involved in a relationship that you're being violated over and over, abused, whether it's verbally or physically, you get out. You got to get out.
Get out.
You got to get out. And there are people that will help you.
He didn't mean it. He was just angry.
He was apologetic after the fact.
He was so sorry.
So
yeah, you'll still end up dead.
So that's what it breaks down to in my mind, simply. Yep. And at the end of the day, that's what this guy was. Some people, their relationships can bring out the worst in the other person.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that violence is in any way okay. It's just there are people that can bring out your absolutely worst traits. And that's, I don't understand all of the domestic violence thing. I'll just tell you this, that it is real. People die. And there's a record of 911 calls. And you know that Nicole Brown did not want to call the police unless she had to.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? She knew there wasn't much they could do, but she was desperate. And it happened over and over again. I mean, clearly there was a pattern here. That, to me, really simplifies, cuts through everything, and that's what this is about. It's about domestic violence, and for anybody who's passionate about this issue one way or another, you should see what you can do to contribute to folks that run shelters and things like that. That's where it can make a difference. All the other stuff is just talk, okay? Yep. That's really what it is. That's my opinion on it. You're open to, everybody's entitled to their own, but that's how I see it. And, we've got some related stories, like the White House, thoughts and prayers or condolences or whatever go out to the family of O.J. Simpson. It's like, but you don't mention the victims. Mm. Now, some could say, they are already dead. This is marking his death. Well, if you're going to bring up a person that just his name is divisive. It has been since the trial. Mm. Divisive. There's your White House for you. There it is. They want divisiveness. All right? Fred Goldman made a statement, the father of one of the victims. He said, no great loss. No great loss. I mean, yeah. And people are reacting. Social media is something to talk about. But for the younger generation, they don't really know much about it. They don't know much about it. About OJ and about what happened. And so, I don't know. I remember where I was. I was working with a guy, a good friend of mine, Bruce, and he's black. And the verdict came down. I'm like, oh, man. How did they screw that case up? Mm-hmm. And he's like, what? What do you mean? And I go, dude, you don't think he's guilty?
Right.
He's like, no. Hey, he was, he was serious.
Well, and really, and we talked about this before the show, besides the domestic violence side, the most shocking thing was that day, watching the video of crowds that were watching the trial. I think there was a live shot from Oprah's studio, and it's like, it was amazing, the racial divide in the reaction.
And you wonder how much of it, how many people really believe, let's say black people, how many people really believe that he wasn't guilty? That, man, this was a frame job or whatever.
Right.
They're going after the black man. And then how many are like, they just so deeply did not want him to be guilty of it. They just didn't want him. They were rooting for him. Like, it can't be. It can't be. And when he was found not guilty, they were like, oh, I'm so glad.
Right.
And then they don't want to look at it any deeper. Like, is it the correct verdict? They were just relieved, like, I so didn't want him to be guilty. I think a lot of people felt that way. Not the outcome per se is your initial hope was, God, I hope that he was not capable of that. That's not the guy we think we know, which, of course, you don't know anybody.
No.
That you don't really know. And then you don't really know them.
And he's your hero.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. But actually, I do know.
And how does that make you feel?
I don't know. I'll get back to you.
And how does that make you feel? I'm trying out for a new gig. It pays a lot more than this one. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and so is the weekend, my friends. Come on! Get in that right frame of mind. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mark Levin.
So if you're voting Democrat, you're voting for open borders.
For a party that will imprison its political opponent. You're voting for a party that supports Hamas against the United States and Israel.
6 weeknights on 97.3 The Sky.
Pump it up. Happy Friday, 6:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house as well. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. U.S. warns of attack on Israel by Iran. Literally could be any day.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then you had Christopher Wray, the FBI director, coming out and talking about, you know, the chances of a organized terrorist attack here, and some what they believe might be similarities to what happened in Russia. What was that, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I don't know how much media coverage that actually got, but that was a pretty horrendous attack. I want to say 22 people were mowed down, something like that. Anyway, so, you know, head on a swivel, got to be on top alert. Of course, big story, O.J. Simpson dead, died of cancer. To me, easily two words, domestic violence. Look at it from that perspective. Peel away color, peel away star status, all that. I think that's, in my mind, what you have is domestic violence.
Yep.
It eventually reaches that point, left unfettered, unchanged in behavior. That's where you go on that. Okay. So we've got that. And then, Greg, did you want to update, because you got some traffic info, 39th Avenue?
Yeah, Sky Listener reporting some activity, possibly fire equipment, Northwest 39th Avenue, Gainesville, right there at Northwest 89th. Can't get a good look on exactly what's going on yet, and not sure if there's a backup yet. Just be aware of some activity
going on. All right, well, it's not getting too crazy out there yet anyway, but it could impact your...
Yeah, the big deal is still I-75 South as you are approaching Paynes Prairie. A couple of right lanes still closed there due to that fire of a big rig.
Hey, you're looking for something to do this weekend. There's a lot of events going on, but one of them is going on tomorrow from 9 to 1 at Shoot GTR. They call it the Big Red Shootout, probably because it's put on by the Alachua Republican Party.
Yeah.
And so they've reserved some of the lanes there for shooting. And it's a $60 donation. It'll cover your range time, lunch, and range demonstrations.
Nice.
So there you go. And yeah, it's a fundraiser for the Republican Party. And it's a good time. And it is, if you've never been to Shoot GTR, this is a great excuse to go and try it out. It's like the premier outdoor range that I'm that I would be familiar with for sure.
And I'm sure it's a BYOA, bring your own ammo.
Yeah, not alcohol.
No,
not alcohol.
No.
You do the shooting, and then if you want to have a little brewski, you know, that's up to you. But you don't mix the two.
No, bad.
It's an oil and water kind of thing.
Bad combo, yeah.
You got it? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. What else we got going on? Oh, misuse of funds with the government. No way. I know, shocker.
That never happens.
California GOP leaders are calling for more accountability after an audit released earlier this week indicated that the state spent around $24 billion to tackle the homeless crisis over the past 5 years. The problem is, though, they didn't consistently track whether the huge outlay of public money did anything to actually improve the problem. We've talked about this before. Wow. The problem with government spending on a program is, did it accomplish its mission? What are the benchmarks? What were you striving for? What would you consider a success? You have to have measurable goals, because you're certainly measuring people's paychecks and extracting money from them based on that. So you're pretty good at that. Right? Government?
Oh, yeah.
The state auditor's report found that despite roughly $24 billion spent on housing programs during the 2018 to 2023 fiscal years, it didn't improve many cities. Report found that California Interagency Council on Homelessness, which is responsible for coordinating agencies and allocating resources for homelessness programs, stopped tracking whether the programs were working in 2021. So they're 3 years into it, and they say, there's no need to track it. Now, why would that be? Think about it. You're like, oh, we don't feel like doing the paperwork. Or was it, we're not seeing a real measurable level of success, so let's just not measure it anymore.
But we've talked about that before. Once you start a government program, it's hard to make them go away.
It failed to collect and evaluate outcome data for these programs due to a lack of consistent method. So that they earmark all of this money to go, let's attack the homeless problem, which typically that's a Democrat type thing. Oh, big government and lots of taxpayer money can solve every problem. And about 90% of the time, they're wrong. About 100% of the time, they're at least partially wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're not going to measure it, if you're not going to see, is it working? Are we having success? How do we mark this? How do we? Then don't spend the money. Look, how much money have we spent to fight poverty? I mean, wasn't that kind of like Lyndon Johnson era stuff?
Yeah.
We're going to fight poverty?
Yep.
Poverty is exactly where it was 50, 60 years ago. It's about roughly 11 to 15% people live around the poverty line or below. Hasn't done anything. Couldn't that money have either been spent in better ways or not collected? Or used to pay down a crazy debt?
Ugh, crazy.
Whole nother issue.
Oh, come on.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The weekend is here. FISA bill. Still battling back and forth on that. Spying on Americans. What kind of constraints are reasonable, allowing the spooks to still be able to do their job? Details on that, a whole lot more on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
A sky ode to spring. The daylight is back. Taxes will be due. Yard work and bugs. Severe weather, too.
Heavy downpours, lightning.
Typical north central Florida.
While we can't offer much help with your yard work, we can give you a heads up.
This is your spring weather forecast.
As warm spring weather blows in,
an influx of warmer air,
severe weather risk.
Your official severe weather station is
The Sky is the severe weather station.
97.3, The Sky.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you need to know
the economy
and inflation,
you need the sky.
How can we not focus on the invasion of America first?
Because Joe can't do the job. And by the way, his policies are horrible.
Everywhere.
So easy to listen to on my smart speaker.
Play 97.3 The Sky.
97.3 The Sky.
Yes, another day in paradise, my friends. Welcome to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome to the weekend as well. It is 6:39. And, you know, when the weather changes, and it does a lot here in Florida, you've got it first right here. North Central Florida's severe weather station. We're always on your smart speaker. Just say play 97.3 The Sky. It's that easy. Would you like it better if we gave you information and news in an NPR-like format where we would talk to people like this? That's kind of what they do, isn't it?
Yeah, they're pretty boring.
But they think they're all that. And listen, they get taxpayer dollars. I think that's the big rub for a lot of us. It's like, wait a second, those of us have been in the industry, we're competing hard. We have to fight for every dollar. We fight, you know, to win, to stay at our jobs. I mean, you know, you got to prove yourself every day. NPR, you know, they get to skate by, and a lot of times, you know, they're better funded. A lot of times in the commercial operations that have to compete against them, and you know, they don't have to pay taxes and all that. It's you know, that's one issue. And the other one is that, well, their left of center direction that, I don't know, as long as I can recall, was pretty standard operating procedure for them. Mm-hmm. But somehow, this essay that was put out by a veteran NPR editor, Yuri Berliner, apparently it's causing all kinds of turmoil inside NPR. They're shocked. Yeah, and some are calling it a bombshell essay. Basically, what he said was, hey, look, it's pretty obvious NPR has a left-of-center agenda.
Duh.
And he pointed out, like, Russiagate, the Hunter Biden laptop, the COVID lab leak theory, as, you know, just some of them. It's like, I find it amazing. You really don't think that you have a left-of-center direction. The editors, the people that work there, the people that, you know, call the shots. Yeah, really? You really, really think this is like a bombshell? That this guy is, wow, he's just, how could he possibly say such a thing? Ideologically, they're not diverse. They're left of center.
Absolutely.
Thursday, New York Times detailed the internal tumult that was erupting among Berliner's colleagues in NPR leadership. According to their report, the essay was brought up at what was described as a long-scheduled meet-and-greet with the hosts of NPR's biggest shows on Wednesday, where NPR editor-in-chief Edith Chapin reportedly said she did not want Berliner to become a martyr.
Ooh.
Wow! A martyr?
That's bold.
Well, he spoke the truth, I guess, in a world where you just don't do that unless it's the left's version of the truth. Mr. Berliner's essay also sent critical Slack messages whizzing through some of the same employee affinity groups focused on racial and sexual identity that he cited in the essay. In one group, several staff members disputed Berliner's points about a lack of ideological diversity.
Wow.
And said efforts to recruit more people of color would make NPR's journalism better.
Again, just like you always say, they're making the huge assumption that color means diversity. What they need is diversity of thought.
But you're not talking about a land that's been run by, you know, lily white folks per se.
Right.
In other words, it's not a good old boy thing at NPR. It never has been.
No.
So for them to say adding people of color, yeah, we know it's a big lie. Just adding people of color has nothing to do with diversity, really.
Right.
But for them to think that people of color would add diversity when we know that they think that if you're a person of color, you're either left of center, you better be, or Biden says you're not black.
If you don't vote for him.
I mean, he said that.
He did.
So It's just interesting how they just, they can't. I guess they're so inside the forest, you know, they can't they can't see the trees, I guess.
They don't get it.
A producer, NPR's Morning Edition, reportedly rejected Berliner's case about why NPR's audience has dwindled in recent years, insisting a variety of factors contributed to it. And the managing editor of Standards and Practices, do they really have standards and practices?
Not so much.
Tony Cavan disputed Berliner's bias assertions and claim the essay will likely make it more difficult for NPR journalists to do their jobs. He said, the next time one of our people calls up a Republican congressman or something and tries to get an answer from them, they may well say, oh, I read these stories. You guys aren't fair, so I'm not going to talk to you. Wait, let me get this straight. Mean similar to how the Democrats boycott Fox News? Is that, you think that could happen? Oh, you know, it'd be interesting to ask NPR folks, the people that run the show, do you think Fox is right of center?
Or how about ask them, do you think those congressmen don't already know?
Well, exactly. What I'm saying. The whole thing to say this essay crazy that came out is a bombshell. Yeah. It's only a bombshell because, it's friendly fire. It came from somebody inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, to think he's some sort of whistleblower or he exposed them.
No.
I mean, really? Who doesn't know that they're left of center at NPR? Unbelievable. Yeah, and the rub is, why is the government funding the operation? That's the big thing. If it can stand on its own, it should. If it can't stand on its own, get rid of it. This is an old vestige of when rural folks didn't have an opportunity to have much communications. TV stations were scattered and few, limited programming, and that was supposed to kind of fill that hole. Here we are.
Yep.
6:45, The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, The Weeknd. It's all here, 97.3 The Sky.
Now, this $1 billion in Palestinian aid, where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Friday. 6:51, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. And, fame and fortune and having kids, sometimes that turns out to be a mess. I'm not picking on Wynonna Judd, by the way. But there's a story that I'm going to share with you. And, I don't know, ask some questions. But first of all, I want to remind you, one of the top stories is the U.S. warning of an attack on Israel could be imminent any day coming from Iran. So, big-time warnings there. You also had the FBI Director Christopher Wray, what was it, yesterday or the day before, giving some testimony about, there's some serious stuff that could be unfolding in our country, something that, might be more organized than just, random terrorism, if you will. So, got to keep an eye on all that stuff. And we will. But Wynonna Judd, again, I'm not picking on her, but her daughter, his name Grace Kelly, kind of a famous name in its own, but now she was hit with a prostitution charge, and as soon as you see that, what does your mind go to? Drugs. She's got a problem with drugs. The daughter of country music legend Wynonna Judd was slapped with a prostitution charge on Thursday. So this is kind of how it unfolded. Grace Pauline Kelly, she's the troubled 27-year-old daughter of the famed country vocalist, was picked up April 5th after revealing herself at the bustling crossroads of Interstate 65 and Highway 14 in Millbrook. This is in Alabama. Now, she was initially charged with indecent exposure and obstructing governmental operations, but authorities hit her with a soliciting prostitution charge nearly a week later. Now, all three of these are misdemeanors. She's got a history of drug abuse. She was, as of print time, still sitting in jail on a $2,000 bail. mommy clearly has the money. Mommy clearly is probably at her wit's end dealing with this child that's not supposed to be a child anymore. Police received two calls about her behavior. And here's what happened. They found the scantily clad Kelly strolling down the highway near a Walmart carrying her explicit hitchhiking sign that said, "Ride for a ride." Okay? And then she made contact with the officers. She argued with them, mistake, about the legality of what she was doing, wrong, and that it was not illegal for her to offer herself in exchange for rides. She doesn't know that that's the definition of prostitution.
Oh, my goodness.
I will give you something, of a sexual nature for something in return.
Yeah. That's not called bartering. Just so you know, that's not a good barter.
It is bartering, and it is.
It's illegal.
Yeah,
there's that.
So, and they gave her a chance. I mean, they just wanted her to basically to go home. Well, she left the scene when asked, but only to storm into a nearby Circle K gas station an hour later, declaring that she had been robbed. While there, she caused a disturbance with some of the customers. The clerk called 911, but Kelly ran from the store before officers could arrive. She didn't make it far. She was found at another nearby highway, flashing her torso and lower body, as well as the sign. She was not appropriately dressed. She didn't have the things covered that needed to be covered. And she was holding the "Ride for a Ride" sign while she was in that state. And while drivers are going by displaying herself, police chief reported that Kelly became irate, refused to identify herself or cooperate. Because of her argumentative behavior and disturbing state of undress, police placed her under arrest for obstructing a governmental operation, later adding the additional charges. Look, it shows some concern on law enforcement's part, you know? For just telling her, just go home, you know, knowing that obviously she's under the influence of drugs. Just go home. Simple enough, right? Well, she's troubled. She's got problems. Yeah, so she wouldn't go home. And so they had to take her in. They had to charge her. And you know, for her own good, even. I don't know what it's called in Alabama. Here, that might even be a Baker Act, because it's if, you know, it appears that you could harm yourself or others. Well, in this case, you know, she could be harming herself, right? Selling herself for prostitution for a car ride. I mean, there's a problem there. So I guess here's my point. Here's my question. Where are we as a society, or this government that pours money into anything and everything? How come we can't do better when it comes to this addiction issue? When you're, you know, in Winona's case, she's wealthy. She's done very well. So if you have all the money, all the resources, you have family that are supportive of you, at least initially, why can't we do a better job and solve this thing? Much more to talk about coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother.
The news that's trending.
6 of the 8 migrant squatters are free.
We have legal rights in place. You call up the sheriff to evict.
The news that's now.
7.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Taiwan.
There is the fault line across North Jersey.
Tremors were felt from Maine through the mid-Atlantic.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.